On a day that's seen more major media companies make news than any day in recent memory, the top is Apple, and it's shot across the bow of all computer makers and DVD retailers. Of course, they rolled out some new iPods, too. That's a sign of the holiday shopping season. But it's the device you can't buy until next year that may very well reshape the distribution game from everyone from Sony to Universal to Walmart. Our Jim Goldman from San Francisco, who, oh, yeah, scored an exclusive with Steve Jobs today on the side. Jim.
Indeed, Dylan, good evening to you. It's the hardware that's going to generate a lot of discussion over the next several weeks and months. This is the latest Nano, completely redesigned, super light and super cool. But it's Apple's foray into the broader world of digital entertainment that is, well, generating all the buzz today. If an Apple a day keeps the doctor away, then today's announcements are exactly what the doctor and Wall Street ordered. The man in black injects a little color back into the Nano. Steve Jobs showing off the latest fruits from Apple's tree, a thinner, lighter, cheaper, more colorful Nano. Apple's best-selling iPod, and now featuring a library of new games from Electronic Arts and Namco.
And they're going to sell for $4.99 each.
And in this exclusive interview,
nice to see you.
Showcasing the latest, almost microscopic new shuffle. $79, 250 songs, new looks, dramatically more storage, and all with significantly lower prices.
We built a clip that you can just clip on anywhere. And you can just clip on your clothing and go.
Jobs says digital entertainment on the go and in your living room is Apple's future.
What about my big flat screen TV in my living room?
Apple unveiling a new device called iTV, a way consumers will be able to wirelessly stream downloaded music, TV shows, and now for the first time ever feature films directly to their TVs.
We think that's sort of the last piece of the puzzle we're putting in place.
Analysts say the $299 device is one of Apple's most exciting technologies since the iPod and could spur its brand new movie download business featuring 75 films to start, available today from all the major studios owned by Disney.
Now we're making movies available on this new service, on this new platform, giving people basically more opportunities to buy movies, more places to watch those movies.
And the experts say this could mean big-time new business, not just from all the new hardware, but from Apple's major push into all things digital entertainment.
Apple knows the consumer's appetite for technology, and they're just inching the ball forward. Today's an important step in that direction.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And what's old is new again. That's Apple's other Steve, Steve Wozniak, on the Segway, on hand to see the new toys from the company he co-founded firsthand.
Where is the world going to go? Of all the directions there are, everyone can try these little things. Apple gets it so perfectly so often.
The kind of thing customers and investors are betting on. And Steve Jobs also making some news during that exclusive interview when I asked him about the stock options backdating scandal that currently plagues Apple Computer, forcing the company to restate its earnings going back to 2001. Everybody seemed to indicate that Apple was facing investigations from not only the Attorney General's office, but the SEC. Jobs says the only investigation underway in regards to that particular issue is Apple's own internal investigation, and that's the first time the company has disclosed that. All these new iPods, save for the Shuffle, will be available as of today. That new cool Shuffle will be available in October, just in time for the holiday shopping season. Very good news for Apple shareholders and customers today from San Francisco. I'm Jim Goldman, live in San Francisco. Dylan, back to you.
All right, Jim, thank you very much.